Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Robin, it is one of my favorite times of year. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say here in California, grilling, which I love, grilling outdoors, that is something we can pretty much do all year round, especially in Southern California. But I gather that's not so much the case for other parts of the country.
Well, here in New England, we have ice fishing. But Memorial Day is usually the official start when you try to get the, you know, some years frozen cover off the grill.
Well, either way, if you're just starting to grill or if you've been grilling all along, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has you covered. She's got recipes to share with us. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Deepa. Hi, Robin.
Yeah. And Kathy, we have grilled at your house up in Maine. I have a lasting memory of you scrubbing.
Oh, I'm so envious.
It was wonderful. And there's Kathy with this scrub brush, scrubbing that thing. Talk about that and what are the tips you have to start?
Well, you definitely want to keep that grill clean, but you want to avoid wire brushes, which have become very dangerous in the past years. Many people have found the thin little wires from the brush falling off and getting onto their food. Not a good idea. You can scrub it with, you know, a rough sponge. You can even use a flat spatula. Get last year's debris off and get a fresh bag of charcoal. Make sure you have your gas tanks and I grill all summer. I grill everything, fruit, fish, meat, chicken.
Yum. Well, fresh bag of charcoal, I got to say. That's a good tip. I didn't know that, so we'll be disposing of last year's. I love that your first recipe here for us is for chicken shawarma. It's something that a lot of people get at restaurants or food trucks, and I have to tell you, Kathy, I love it so much that I did ask a food truck chef for his recipe. I never really successfully made it, so tell me yours.
Okay, well, it's quite simple. It really involves a lot of spices. I take chicken thighs, which are very flavorful and don't dry out the way breast meat can. I cut them into thin strips. Now, the key is the marinade. Lots of spices. We're talking cumin, allspice, cardamom, cinnamon, turmeric. Mm. But the real trick is the yogurt. Yogurt has an ability to tenderize meat without breaking down the protein. It's got something called lactic acid and microbes, and it provides this really tangy flavor, and it results in exceedingly tender chicken. So you've got the spices, and you've got the yogurt, and you let it marinate for a few hours or overnight, not longer. And then the other trick with this shawarma, my version of it, is that you thread the chicken strips onto a skewer. If you're using wooden, you want to soak it in cold water for an hour first so it doesn't burn. And you pack it down really tightly. No air between the pieces of chicken. They want to be touching each other. So all the marinade coating the chicken keeps the whole thing extremely juicy. You grill that. While it's grilling, you make a tahini sauce, which takes about 4 minutes, just tahini and lemon and garlic and olive oil. And then you can just chop up a tomato, cucumber, and cilantro salad, warm some pita breads, you have yourself a gorgeous, gorgeous meal.
Wonderful.
Let's eat.
But we are moving on to the second recipe, grilled artichokes. You know, when they're not in a jar, artichokes can intimidate some people. So talk about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are kind of afraid. They think they're unfriendly, these spiky points, but they're really quite simple. You trim the ends, you parboil them, depending on the size, for about 14 minutes. You cut them in half, you scoop out that fuzzy center, the part you don't eat, and then you fill it with some olive oil. You grill it on one side for 5 minutes, flip it over for 5 minutes, and then squeeze fresh lemon juice on it and a little more olive oil. Yeah. And they're so beautiful and juicy still, and it might change your entire outlook on artichokes forever.
Okay, but that was going to be my question. You kind of boil them up a little at first so that they are easier to
grill. You want to keep them moist and tender before you throw them on the grill.
I just have to ask, vegetables are, it's just so great because people are thinking of the weirdest ones to grill. I loved grilling cabbage and kale.
Yes, absolutely. You can grill lettuce, asparagus, peppers, eggplant. There's nothing really that doesn't adapt well to the grill. You just want to be careful not to overdo it. Just cook it till it gets tender. Avocados are great on the grill.
That sounds
good.
Did I blow
your mind?
Yes, you did. You did. Okay. In our final seconds here, Kathy, a steak recipe that you have. I'm wondering quickly what kind of cut you use and is a meat thermometer necessary to tell if it's done?
I used a flat iron, which is also known as a boneless top chuck steak, super flavorful. And the marinade here is quite simple: soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, fresh ginger. Yes to a meat thermometer, because you don't have to keep probing at it. You want to look for about 130 degrees, get an inexpensive meat thermometer, and you won't have to keep guessing. Is it done? Is it done? You know that feeling. It'll let you know. And on the website, we put the exact temperatures for various cuts of meat.
Everything will be at herenow.org from our guest Here Now, resident chef Kathy Guntz. And we were pausing because avocado, you mean with the skin on?
No.
Ah!
No. Oh, yeah. No, yes.
Okay, yes.
No, yes.
Okay.
No, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.